need for its infrastructure maintenance, staff cost and growth. Unfortunately, the South African public will have to foot the bill. If the increase is granted, electricity will rise from the current 61 cent per kilowatt hour to 128 cent per kilowatt hour in 2017-2018. This translates into a 110% increase in the next 5 years. Eskom says the increase is necessary to ensure that they can provide the electricity needs for all South Africans. Sarol Mankies, SABC News.
World-renowned mathematicians and conservationists have begun working on research that could curb rhino poaching in South Africa. More than 660 rhino were killed for their horns in 2012. The research group at Wits University aims to formulate a model to find a solution to the problem. Conservation economist Michael Sass-Rolfs says they will determine new policies that can help endangered species.
There is a very heated debate about which is the best way to go about this, but no one has actually sat down and looked at the numbers and actually worked out using mathematical models how would the production work, what would be the impact on the market, what would be the feedback to producers, and what would likely be the ultimate impact on rhino populations.
The ANC has rejected a request by DA parliamentary leader Lindiwe Mazibuko to President Jacob Zuma to retract a remark that it's to the benefit of business to support the ruling party. ANC spokesperson Jackson Mtembu says Mazibuko is naive when it comes to African traditions and cannot relate to them. Speaking during the party's birthday dinner in Durban on Friday, Zuma told business people that those who supported the ANC would see their businesses multiply. Mazibuko says Zuma's remarks imply that by backing the ANC, businesses will be provided with financial reward.